Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Aquamarine Podcast. I'm your host, Logan Collier, and today we're going to be discussing the crucial jazz album, Kind of Blue, and its genius creator, Miles Davis. Miles Davis was a jazz trumpet player who was born to a middle-class family in 1926 and began his career in the 1940s after attending the prestigious Juilliard School. He experimented with many new styles of jazz until his death in 1991. Davis was a celebrity who pleased many with his music, but still did whatever he wanted. He famously played with his back turned to the audience, which earned him the title The Prince of Darkness. Kind of Blue was his sixth studio album with Columbia Records, and it has since gone quadruple platinum, making it the best-selling jazz album of all time. Through his music and collaboration, Miles Davis showed not only a part of the Black experience in America, but also promoted equality and crossed racial lines that hadn't been crossed before. The opening track, titled So What, begins with Bill Evans playing seemingly random chords on piano, accompanied by Paul Chambers on bass. This duo creates an eerie and almost tiptoeing quality to the beginning of the song. After a few measures, Chambers transitions into the main melody. Then comes Jimmy Cobb on drums and saxophone duo John Coltrane and Julian Cannonball Adderley. You can almost hear the saxophone speaking the word, so what? When Davis comes in for his solo, the song becomes much more complicated. In terms of chord progression, there isn't any real path they are taking, just playing along with seemingly random chords that somehow keeps going without sounding bad. While not immediately apparent on the first listen, So What was a groundbreaking experiment into a completely new way to play music. Kind of Blue, along with Davis's previous album Milestones, is one of the first popular examples of modal jazz. In the words of Cambridge professor Samuel Barrett, instead of improvising based on chords, the combination of notes that have shaped jazz since bebop, their improvisation was based on scales that simultaneously restricted and opened up their possibilities. Modality as a style challenge American values by going against the established jazz chord structure, much like the artists themselves were going against laid-out norms of society. This modal technique that Davis used is still often found in popular music today, specifically hip-hop. For example, on his song For Free, Kendrick Lamar raps over a band playing modal jazz, which creates a chaotic, never-ending feeling to the song. Like I never made ends meet, eating your leftovers and raw meat. This ain't free. Living in captivity, raise my caps. This spiraling quality can be heard in both Davis's and Coltrane's solos on So What. The listener can't tell where the song is going, or when the solos will end. What makes the song more impressive is that all the songs of Kind of Blue were sketched out by Davis a couple hours before recording, and all the tracks on the album are either first or second takes. This spontaneity relates to Toni Morrison's jazz, specifically the mention of the Great Migration. Morrison describes, "The wave of Black people running from want and violence was a steady stream in 1906 when Joe and Violet joined it. Like the others, they were country people. There in a city, they are not so much new as themselves. They're stronger, riskier selves." The risk-taking and spontaneity of So What connects to the African-American migration of the 20th century and the experiences those people went through moving from the South to the North. Their improvisation not only relates to the Great Migration, but the American experience. According to Scott Tinberg, the improviser may be unable to look ahead at what he is going to play, but he can look behind at what he has just played. Thus, each new musical phrase can be shaped with a relation to what has gone before. The music, therefore, becomes a metaphor for American life, as a person can't see where they are going, but can only make a quick life decision by learning from their past. Davis's other famous solo, off Kinda Blue, is found in the track Blue and Green. Unlike the upbeat So What, Blue and Green is slow and somber. In terms of feel, it is just as much blues as it is jazz, and Davis uses a mute to create an almost shrieking tone. According to John Faddis, before Miles, most people thought of the trumpet as a very extroverted instrument. Miles was more introverted in his approach. He used a Harmon mute. It wasn't really popular before he started to use it. In the song, you can hear why Miles was nicknamed the Prince of Darkness. The atmosphere he creates on Blue and Green is full of sorrow, and this sound was the result of Davis's collaboration with Bill Evans. In the words of Samuel Barrett, the album was a shift from the hard bop sound, with all its African American resonance, to a softer, cooler sound, characterized in part by Bill Evans' classical tone and impressionist voicings. The presence of a white man, Bill Evans, in the most high-profile jazz band at the time was offensive to some African Americans, and accusations that Evans didn't play hard enough or fast enough, as epitomized by his playing off Kinda Blue, soon followed. With Kind of Blue, Davis effectively combined white jazz and black jazz styles and bridged the racial gap between the two groups. He didn't care about grouping his music by genre or style or the racial boxes people tried to place on him. Rather, his works are some of the best examples of raw artistic expression based on creative instinct. To quote Gerald Early, he never saw jazz as a kind of protest music, for the protest was implicit in the act of a black person making this art. Davis was Mr. Inside and Mr. Outside, Mr. Establishment and Mr. Anti-Establishment, Mr. Race Conscious and Mr. Universal. His use of modalism, collaborating with Bill Evans, along with his style, were all groundbreaking, and he used his music to speak to the American experience. He continues to influence today's music, and he will continue to be referred to as the most relevant jazz artist of all time. The Aquamarine Podcast is written, edited, and hosted by Logan Collier. Technical and audio assistance was given by Chris Young.